Here's today's Bible principle with Dr. Gene Getz.
If you're a believer in Jesus Christ, you might be somewhat disillusioned. When you made your decision to follow Christ, you were told that this was the key to having a fulfilled life. However, since you made that decision, you faced some tremendous inner struggles. Well, be encouraged. Yes, knowing Jesus Christ personally is the key to having a fulfilled life, but this doesn't mean you will not have inner struggles. In fact, here's a principle to live by that applies to all of us as Christians. Even though we sincerely desire to walk in God's will, we should expect inner struggles when choosing between doing right and doing wrong. In fact, Paul wrote about this in his letter to the Romans. Here are his very words.
For I know that nothing good lives in me, that is, in my flesh. For the desire to do what is good is with me, but there is no ability to do it. For I do not do the good that I want to do, but I practice the evil that I do not want to do.
You may say, these are strange words coming from the Apostle Paul, who was such a giant in the faith. Well, if you think these words are strong, listen to his conclusion when he wrote, "What a wretched man I am! Who will rescue me from this body of death?" Yes, Paul shared that he struggled in his Christian experience. We all do. But the key to Paul's question regarding overcoming the struggle is what he concluded at the end of this section. In Scripture, he wrote, "Thanks be to God through Jesus Christ our Lord." You see, Paul described the struggle in chapter 7. In chapter 8, he explains how to overcome these struggles. Join me again tomorrow and we'll talk about what this really means.
The Bible principle you've heard today comes from the first ever multimedia study Bible. It's called the Life Essentials Study Bible. For more information, go to BiblePrinciples.org.